From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. A joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin on February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict with the exception of terrorist groups. Ugandan police arrested Kizza Besigye again on Monday. Jill Craig reports.
Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission, where he would gather evidence that he said would help him decide whether to contest his loss at the Supreme Court. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. According to Kampala police spokesman Patrick Onyango, Besigye was detained for mobilizing a group of youth to storm the Electoral Commission, who he said planned to cause violence in Kampala. The opposition has accused Museveni operatives of vote rigging. Jill Craig, Kampala.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. London Mayor Boris Johnson had suggested a second vote could help Britain renegotiate its terms with the EU. Here's Mr. Cameron.
Sadly, Mr. Speaker, I have known a number of couples who've begun divorce proceedings, but I do not know of any who've begun divorce proceedings in order to renew their marriage vows.
Mr. Cameron has warned that Britain's exit from the bloc would threaten Britain's economic and national security. This is VOA News. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor to an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with the request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada, with businessman Donald Trump hoping to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses. Recent political surveys show Trump with a significant lead in Nevada. The next Democratic presidential nominating contest is in South Carolina on Saturday. It is a primary election there that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heavily favored to win. The suspect in a shooting spree in the U.S. state of Michigan was charged Monday with 6 counts of murder. Investigators are searching for a motive for the shootings. Kalamazoo County Prosecutor Jeff Getting filed the murder charges against Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record. A study to determine whether the Zika virus is causing babies to be born with a serious birth defect has begun in Brazil. A 16-member team from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are doing the study. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi for a visit aimed at calming a political crisis that has embroiled the country for almost a year. Mr. Ban arrived in the capital, Bujumbura, Monday, ahead of scheduled meetings with the country's politicians and civil society groups. His visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations between President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents. Ahead of the visit, 4 people were killed in 2 grenade attacks in the capital. Indian forces have killed at least 3 militants holed up in a government building in Indian Kashmir. The militants traded small arms fire with soldiers and police during the 3-day standoff. They had taken refuge in the building after attacking a police convoy Saturday on the outskirts of Srinagar. The militants are believed to be rebels opposed to Indian rule. Human Rights Watch says violent government crackdowns on protesters are happening in Ethiopia's Oromia region despite official claims that all is normal. A new report details statements from opposition members and activists saying that more than 200 people have been killed since November 12th and thousands more have been arrested. Security forces have fired aimlessly into crowds of protesters and have tortured detainees. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.